Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Be ready. Get AAA.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
What's going on, all you fine Buckeye fans? Happy Wednesday. Middle of the week action right here. I'm Timmy Hall. I feel like I'm warmed up. I'm not a starting pitcher. I'm just trying to pitch a complete game right now. Don't know about it. Going for perfection. Try to be perfect, but likely going to fall short of that. I got my man Bodie back there running things and co-hosting tonight, everybody. Our normal Wednesday man, Devere Posey.
What's up, Tim? What's up, Columbus? And you beautiful Buckeye fans. How's it going?
Well, Devere, we know we've done well. We know we're getting to the tipping point of our work week when we see you. So I thank you for that.
I'm the mile marker. Sign of the weekend.
Yes, you're the sign that the weekend is only a couple more days in our future. We get through Thursday, and then Friday we're just dancing all day until 5 o'clock.
There it is.
That's going to be fun. So how you doing, man? We were just talking about Ryan Day's fit. Yeah. Just before we popped on the air.
I just dropped a comment, too, on Ohio State's Instagram, because that sweater that he wore the other day with the Nike Air Max 1 on it, it's
all right.
Fire.
It was a black Nike hoodie, right?
Yes.
That just had a logo of the shoe.
It was just the shoe.
Of the Air Max.
And to me, like, that's Ryan Day's thing. Like, Woody had the black hat. Tress, I don't know what, maybe Earl is... The headband, you know, the Bruce headband the guys wore for Arrow.
Right, yeah, I'd have to...
I don't know what Cooper's thing was. Those two coaches, I don't know, but I know Tress's was a sweater vest. Herb, that pearl white jacket. When he wore that white jacket, we're putting up 60. And then Ryan Day, he's wearing those red Air Max 1s, and I love it. That's his thing.
I feel like Earl, I mean, he wore the fedora hat, right?
The fedora. There it is.
But he also wore the standard kind of roped ball cap. The rope was a big thing back in those days on the front, on the bill. And then that has come back in some ways.
Yes.
Mitchell and Ness make some of that gear, and you can get the hats with the rope on, and that's kind of a cool look.
That is a sweet
look. The suit with the fedora could have been that one. And so Ryan Day, I feel like Ryan Day's always wearing black.
He,
am I wrong there? Like, forget about the shoes, but the top.
Yes.
He wore that Nike satin
line on the blocko, just that black line. He accents that well with the fits on game day, but you know he's going to have those red Air Max on.
See, I feel like Shawshank Redemption here. I mean, honestly, how often do you look at a man's shoes?
I mean, that's something to me, Tim. I'm a shoe guy, though. That's the vocal point of the fit.
You know, that line worked for Andy Dufresne in red back in the 60s, whenever that movie was set. But in 2024... people always look at shoes.
Yes,
that is true. So I don't know why I never noticed Ryan's in that capacity. I think because he's in a world where everybody is wearing cool looking shoes.
Yeah.
Even basketball coaches, we're going to talk about Buckeye hoops here in this first segment, their season ending. You get the coaches versus cancer games, right? And even beyond that now, since the pandemic, we talked about this a lot, and I love it for them. Since the pandemic hit, for whatever reason, basketball coaches used that as the opportunity to get out of suits, and ties. And 90% of them stayed with what I always thought should be your attire. Bob Huggins, comfort, right? Functionality and comfort. I'm wearing a tracksuit.
Yes.
We got tracksuit Fridays here now on The Fan. Mm-hmm. Be comfortable. So Jake Diebler, he's in quarter zip nation, right?
He's a quarter zip guy.
Yeah. And I'd
Polo
say
guy.
75% of coaches out there are quarter zip guys. You know, I don't know what kind of pants they are. They're probably some kind of Under Armour or Nike or Fabletics pant that's kind of looks good, but it's an athletic pant.
You can work
pant.
Out in those. You can take off in those pants if you need to.
Yeah, just you absolutely could. And comfortable shoes.
Absolutely.
I think Jake's been rocking some Cole Haans, though. Some semi-dressy looking shoes.
He wears the Cole Haans with the nice white sole that are good for comfort. And he's like, he's pretty athletic still. He's always on one knee. He's always up and down. Like, he's,
buddy,
he's not standing the whole time. This dude can still probably squat 315.
I think he needs to lean in. Everybody needs to have an identity, right?
Absolutely.
I'm not just talking about what kind of sets you run and what your rotation looks like and your basketball concepts, but I'm talking about your coaching style and that identity. Yeah. And I think he caught that in the very first game because the way it went against Purdue, he's energetic.
And I love it.
Whatever's happening out on the court, it seemed to feed through him.
Yep.
And you love that. And I do too.
He has a youthful exuberance about him, Tim. I really think that the guys cling to that, right? That he's about the game. He's not trying to be stoic in big moments and big runs. He'll get excited. He'll dap you up. I don't know if he's a chest bump guy, but I feed off of that energy when I'm watching these guys.
You know, it was such a disappointing end last night.
I know.
And overall, it is. It's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
For when you think about what this team possibly could have been if they could have found it. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are, right? So if you take away the January pitfall, you do not end up having Jake Diebler as your head coach, right? You don't. If that team that started 12-2 kept it up, there's no way that they're moving on from Chris Holtmann. And I know a lot of people had their doubts about, you know, where this program was going to go under Chris Holtmann and if they were going to hit certain benchmarks. So you did get Jake Diebler in here, and a lot of Buckeye fans, I think the overwhelming number of Buckeye fans, not all, but most, are excited about what he can do. But that game was crazy, man. It was like 8-0 run, 7-0 run, 9-0 run Georgia, 17-0 run Ohio State, grabbed a 6-point lead, thought they were going to run away with it, and then boom, boom, two quick threes for Georgia. They tied it up, and then it's nip and tuck the rest of the way, and Georgia survives.
The overwhelming feeling that I get from a Jake Diebler team is these guys will fight, and they will play hard for Coach Diebler. And that's something to get excited for. You get a guy like that who can really recruit. I mean, you just think about all the player he's brought in. I mean, this guy recruited Darius Garland to Vanderbilt. He can recruit his butt off. He was at the state championship in Dayton checking out Colin White, still doing his job while he was preparing for the NIT tournament.
Colin White had like 30-some points in their final four loss.
He went off.
I hope he turns out to be a great player. You know, he's a Division III guy, so the transition will be tough. It is for everybody.
But he's still Mr. Basketball.
Mr. Basketball.
All of the divisions. So I love that about him. He sticks to his guns. He's a hard recruiter. He brings the excitement. And guys fight for him, Tim. And that's something to be excited about next basketball season with a full training camp, full offseason to recruit. I'm excited.
It's funny you actually brought that up. I didn't know if I was going to get to play this, but I was at the media scrum on Monday before they had played the game against Georgia. So it was a handful of reporters there, and one of the questions that got brought up was about him being at the state championship, and I think it's different now when you're an assistant, and that is going to change the complexion a little bit, right, with how you recruit, because you got a lot to think about now. You're the head honcho, and so you delegate, and you're going to – he wants to stay a recruiter, I know, but there's going to be a lot more to think about. But this is what he said about being there and sort of the reception now that he's the head coach at Ohio State.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable reception. I hadn't thought about that or anticipated that going into it, but for obvious reasons, the state tournament, state championship holds such a special place in my heart for our family, and I love being a part of that. I remember being a part of that long before I was in high school. It's something I look forward to every year, and I feel like our association here does a great job putting that on, and so it's something I hope to just be able to be at, every year.
High school basketball and the state championship, the Final Four is special to a lot of people.
Special
to a lot of people all across Ohio. And this is what he said too about just the reception that he's been getting on the recruiting trail in general with the switch and with him being the new head coach.
People seem to be really excited. Families, players, coaches. I think there's a lot of excitement about this program right now, and people are excited to see where we can go from here. So as a head coach, I want to be really involved in recruiting and active in that space and continue to, lean into current relationships and build and grow those. So it'll be important.
I know a lot of people, DeVere.
I love that.
You like that, right?
I just love that. I love people who are down with the old school recruiting, sitting on the couch, taking the road trip, showing up in this NIL world, because you don't got to be that way anymore. And I think that makes a difference. And He gives me the vibes.
Yeah, and in your mind, that still works. Help and be a cherry on top of all the other stuff. Just buying guys.
Well, Tim, building relationships is important. Exactly what he's talking about. Being able to have a relationship with a family. I think Diebler has excelled at that before he excelled at being a head coach. That's why he wants to be a part of recruiting. And he's the guy on the staff that it's like, hey, oh man, just hang out with Diebler. He knows everything about Ohio State. His brother played here. You know, just he'll give you the rundown on this whole program and everything. Now he's the head guy and all the assistants, that stuff will trickle down and that care for just details of the recruiting process.
Quick thing about the end of the game. Any problem with Bruce Thornton taking a three with 10 seconds left when they're only down by two with the shot they got top of the key?
I like it. I mean, it's the tournament. You see a lot of shots like that.
You're not down one. You're down two.
But it's just the tournament's March, man. You know, why not? Why not go for the jugular? I'm all about that.
Yeah. And then Jameson, when there's 1 second left, you kind of have to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got throwing it to the hoop in that case. I don't want to get it deflected. Because if you try to lob it up there and it goes off a Georgia hand, then the clock starts tipping, then the game's over.
Yeah.
So I want to get it to a guy that can catch the ball clean was my point last night. So you actually got Jameson Battle working his butt off to try to get open, but he was on a dead sprint, so he had the lean going, and he had the distance. He just caught the front rim.
The Jake Glocky
lean? He had the Jack Glocky.
Jack Glocky.
Get it right, DeVere. You learned that name. That guy's getting NIL at the wazoo right now.
But Tim, let me ask you about, did you like Jameson Battle's comments after the game? I loved them.
I did. And we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up. I want to do one more on hoops because there's another thing that I know a lot of fans are going to want to see specifically about where we go from here. Buckeyes hoop season finished last night. DeVere is in. You got the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart. I'm drunk right now. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Rothman and Ice.
He's always been a rock star in fantasy.
Isn't that all that matters is the fantasy angle in life?
By the way, the fantasy does somewhat become reality.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Hopefully this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts. Or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Buckeye Talk and the latest updates on Ryan Day's beard. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Timmy All, Devere Posey, all you fine Buckeye fans tonight. It's good to be here with you. We are indeed sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. No neck beard updates. Although, how'd the beard look in that photo? Beard looks strong, right?
He does beard oil or something. It's the shine.
Thick.
It's the shine.
Thick, dark beard.
Yeah, he has to drop like the tincture beard oil probably where he does it before practice.
Devere, you weren't here earlier today, but around like 11:45, we came in and Dave James worked in the building. I don't know if you got to meet Dave, Ohio News Network guy. He 34 years with the company. He retired. He's been early morning guy, early morning guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually out the door before I would even come to work. He maybe works, 4 to 11 or something like that. I'm not sure exactly, but that early shifter. So he got to pick what he wanted to have catered for a little lunch send off.
Yeah.
And he went with Raising Cane's, that son of a gun. What a choice.
What a great guy.
What a guy, right?
What a great guy.
What a guy. Been working his whole life. Probably, 65 years old or whatever, enjoys a Raising Cane's chicken finger.
You know.
Just like the rest of us.
You know what my order at Cane's is, and I'm going to rattle this for you. I want a Candiac, no coleslaw, extra cane sauce, BBS on a bread. Please give me an Arnold Palmer.
All right, so it's BBS. I thought it was B-O-B. I thought it was butter on both.
Nah, it's BBS.
Butter both sides?
Butter both sides for me.
Yeah, BBS.
Yeah. Candiac, no coleslaw,
maybe the B-O-B lingo is from another region. I don't know.
Is region?
It's fantastic though, and I love all the little nuances with the Raising Cane's order. That's what's fun about that place, and the fingers are just so good. They're just so good. We have like 150 of them.
Have you ever got their honey mustard?
That you see?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
I'm a Cane's guy, though.
Am I the last person on earth to know that, or to not know that they supplied honey mustard? They don't have barbecue, right?
No,
am I right about
honey
that?
Mustard. Yeah.
They don't. There's no barbecue sauce at all.
I don't.
Chicken
honestly,
finger joint. You know.
I don't know because I don't see honey
I'm
mustard on
sure
the menu.
I'm pretty sure they don't have it because I think I've asked once upon a time about barbecue sauce. Not like I'm throwing away the Cane sauce because that's their thing, and I think you should do their thing.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to try the honey mustard now.
Hot chicken. What combo are you picking?
Good. Real good. I bet Jameson Battle loves Raising Cane's.
Absolutely. They probably don't have it in Minnesota.
Yeah. Maybe he could own a franchise one day. I would eat at that restaurant. You know why? Because he just seems like the nicest young man ever. He'd be the owner that would care a whole lot about his location and how it served the community. He'd probably walk around and ask you how you're doing and get you a drink if you needed one, if you needed a refill. He'd be that kind of owner.
The thing I love about Jameson Battle, undeniably, Bruce Thornton is the leader of that team, but the quiet action leader was Jameson Battle. You could tell just the way he carried himself, really was a vet, college guy, been in the game for a while, And the guys just kind of rallied around him. And he was just quiet. He gives you the Tiger Woods fist pump kind of leader. You know what I mean? And I like that about him.
Was he even that quiet with what some of the stuff that was coming out? Because remember, Jake Diebler kept talking about that Michigan State game that they won. Yeah. Remember, he was too banged up to go that night?
Mm-hmm.
But he gave him a lot of credit for who he was on the sideline.
That's great.
Who he was in the huddle.
That's great.
And that's what you want, right? That's what you would expect from a fifth-year senior transfer that's trying desperately to get into the NCAA tournament. But you're right. Maybe there was a little bit of, I don't want to necessarily take this team from Bruce Thornton, but we can.
He's a leader, though.
We can do it together. Teams need more than one leader. Like, absolutely. The more guys that can lead, the better.
Situational leaders.
I think so.
Yeah.
Here was Jameson. Even this guy who's, you know, exhausted his eligibility, he's thinking about next year's team, and he's got high hopes for him.
They'll use this year as momentum, and the way we finished the season and what they did and the way they battled, the way they came to practice every day, the way they work every day. There's just so many things that they do that separates them from a lot of people. So I think there's nothing but success in the way Coach Diebler handles himself and what we did as a team practice-wise, a sense of urgency. That's going to carry on, you know, for years.
He does sound like a guy. I don't know where his professional basketball career is going to take him, but he certainly speaks like a basketball coach.
Right.
You know?
He gives you the coach's terms.
I can certainly see that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of players that were good college players, and you wondered about, you know, whether they were going to work in the NBA or how long they wanted to maybe try playing professionally overseas, because that I know can be pretty hardcore. That's a grind.
One of his comments, just the term sense of urgency, I wonder if that was a term that they really leaned on after the coaching change, because that's what I felt.
Yes.
I felt a sense of urgency with this team back half of the season, obviously going into this, and when now?
Well, the sense of urgency, I think, now turns to, and what I wanted to get your take on, and it's because we're talking about a guy like Jameson Battle, who was what? A veteran transfer portal guy that came in and started every game for the Buckeyes and gave a lot. And he was not some one trick pony kind of guy.
A portal success.
He's clearly the best portal player.
Yeah.
Clearly the best.
We've got,
I mean, who would you even put up there? I mean, Jamari Wheeler was really a defensive specialist from Penn State.
He's definitely the best. Didn't give as much. We've gotten,
By far. CJ Jackson.
Yeah.
That was kind of before the portal, but a transfer guy. He gave a good couple of seasons. Jameson's the best. So you're going to have some recruits coming in. You're going to want to hope that the nucleus, at least the trio of guys and your star freshman, I mean, I say star freshman. It's not like they had Malachi Branham type of years, but freshmen that you think are going to take huge steps if they stay, like Scotty and Devin Royal, maybe Tayson Chapman. But hitting that portal, it is the season, DeVere, where you're seeing all these names. I'm seeing that, you know, Gonzaga picked up a guy from within their own conference at Pepperdine, who's a 17-10 guy. You're looking for guys that put up big numbers, that were big-time players, that you also believe can make that transition and live and be successful in the Big Ten. Those Dalton Connects are out there, right?
Yeah.
Transfers from a Northern Colorado, and then he's SEC Player of the Year for Tennessee. Got to find a couple of those guys that can help right now.
Yeah, I mean, a name that's buzzing.
You're going to say Michi, aren't you?
It's buzzing.
How's that fit with the two guards? How's that work?
You know, I think about the relationship aspect. Was the Bolt a Holtman disagreement?
Yeah,
you know,
could have been.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Fit.
And maybe, you know, the warm connection is, oh, well, my guys is the head guy. My guy is the head coach now. So relationships win again, and Diebler knows how to make them. So, yeah, you get a Mishi Johnson. He played well down there
I saw the Edwards young man, James Madison's best player.
Yep.
I think he was their player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's no joke. I don't care what league you're in. If you're a conference player of the year, you can play ball.
You can play.
Yeah, you can play ball. And that guy can, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where I think that the smaller school transfers can work. But after the portal success of Jameson Battle, I would like a lateral Big Ten move or a lateral SEC move better. That's what I'm looking for.
Back to Michi, though. Again, like, Michi wouldn't come here unless he heard something about Bruce or Roddy, right? That's the politicking of transferring, right, in college basketball.
Yeah.
Is how would I fit there if I've got more experience? And I'm demanding, not demanding, but you know how the system works.
Yeah.
I need to play. I need to start, get a lot of minutes. He's a 6'2" guard. Mm-hmm. I know he can play on ball or off ball a little bit. He also needs to get his field goal percentage up. He's not even a 40% field goal shooter for his lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's got to boost up those numbers.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. Yeah, especially if he's coming here. And then I thought we got good business out of Bonner too as well this year.
Yeah, and he'll be gone. Right, yep. Jamison Battle is gone. You know, Jake was asked about Zed Key and he didn't say one way or another. I got the clip right in front of me, so I'll let you hear it. I mean, the question was something about, could you tell us anything if Zed Key is going to be back? And Jake kind of avoided that part of it because you don't want to speak in definitives when you're going into this unknown period. But this is what he said about Zed.
I hope fans remember Zed when he played with a smile and his finger guns and his energy raising the roof. He has such a energetic personality and he cares about Ohio State. And I hope people see that in the way that he played and the work he's put into this program.
So we'll see. It's an interesting career for him. You know, I wanted more for Zed.
Yeah.
I really did. I mean, when he lost all that way and became a completely different player this year, he was, for a minute there, he was on his way to being like a 16-8 guy in this conference. And the injuries happened and it just stopped, you know, and he was a decent little bench player for him in the end.
Yeah, it's a weird, you know, just twist and turn for him, especially after the weight loss and like you mentioned. But I don't think he was the same guy. You know, I don't think he played the same. I don't think he finished the same.
No, you're right, man. And it does feel like that was likely it for Zed Key, but we will see. All right, we'll get to some football here. Tons of focus on the team now, as you would expect going forward. I thought we needed to go back over and review why these two Buckeyes who just lost their black stripes this week are so special. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Bobby Carpenter doesn't have a mullet, but he's knee-deep in mullet energy. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Think your office technology is safe? Think again. At Modern Office Methods, an authorized Ricoh dealer, we know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Almost 70% of business leaders feel their cybersecurity risks are increasing. Left unprotected, these networked print and scan devices leave your confidential data exposed to ransomware attacks, which can cost your organization tens of thousands of dollars. Find out if your business and data is at risk with our free print assessment at www.momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Stickers on helmets make us happy. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, hanging out with all you fine Buckeye fans. Going to talk about a couple of good ones here. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You see, for a while, I was feeling it. I was approaching the big 4-0. Then I hit the big 4-0. I'm a man. I'm 40. This was given to me by a mother of children. And so I was reading their stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, I've got a little bit, you know, I'm lacking energy right now. I'm putting on a couple of pounds here and there, less productivity in the gym. My sleep patterns are a little bit off. How can I change that? Well, maybe I should get checked for low testosterone levels. My T was low, and they specialize in low T, so all you got to do is check them out at Tri-State Men's Health. The number, you can call them at 800-900-9654, or check them out on the website, tristatemenshealth.com. They've got some tips. They've got some tools there where you can take a little quiz and see if this could be something for you. Likely, if you're getting up there near my age, it is something that's affecting you, because guys just naturally lose 2-3% of their testosterone production every single year, and there's nothing you can really do about it. Plus, low T can lead to a decrease in libido. You can't mess around with the sex drive. No, sirree, Bob.
No.
No sirree. So they got locations all over Ohio, Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 in Columbus. We got Hilliard, the one I go to, and in Westerville, Louisville, and a new office in North Kentucky. So another one on the way. Most men wait a year or longer when they're being troubled by these things. There is no need to wait. Check them out, tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. So these guys aren't lacking energy. These are young men. These are stallions.
The libido is high with these guys.
The libido's high. The energy is high.
Yeah.
Speed, strength, all of it. Quinshon Judkins and Caleb Downs, man. These two guys,
yeah,
really exciting football players. Everybody is glad they're here. Can we stop putting these stupid tweets out about how they're going back to Bama and Ole Miss? It's ridiculous. Fake stuff that's out there. They're here. They're locked and loaded. Yeah. They lost their black stripe. Mm-hmm. So they're officially Buckeyes. And as far as newcomers go, like the impact that both these guys can have. Quinshon's going to share a backfield with Travion Henderson. Yep. I don't really think that matters. And then Caleb Downs, he could be one of the best players in America at his position. He already is.
You add Caleb Downs to and I think the two parts of our defense were the strongest parts of our teams. Our defensive line and our defensive backfield last year. They made plays. I think about the Rutgers game. I think about Hancock's pick six. Really cracked that game open.
Needed it too at the time.
You add a guy like Caleb Downs into that position. Exciting. You really don't have any holes in that defense. And then on top of that, you're talking about a special team that hasn't returned a kick since what, Tim? We traced it back to 2015, 2016.
Well, I think it was 2012.
It was
punt return was Jalen Marshall.
Yeah, so
right.
We haven't
so
had
that
a special
was, what, 2014
touchdown.
Or 15?
Yeah.
The kick return was before. It was Jordan Hall, I think.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, pushing almost 10 years now.
Maybe if we change the kickoff rule in college football like the NFL is, maybe we'll get that.
When he returns a kick this year, Tim, I'm taking my shirt off and I'm walking home with my shirt off. Because I'm going to all the games. I'm taking my shirt off and I'm taking a picture. I said, Tim.
All right, so the prediction's here. He is locked in as the kick returner and punt returner. Caleb Downs, Devere Posey says it right here.
Well, this guy has returned a kick at Alabama already. He's not a candidate.
Why would he? No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
He's returned a kick in the SEC.
I'm just saying, I know these are things that so much more than just that goes into it, the thought and the discussion. You want a guy that's reliable, and you want a guy that can make plays.
Absolutely.
You know, and you also are looking at a guy's health situation and putting him out there more often when he's a great player, a positional player like that.
Yeah.
He's definitely not some trickster. You know, he's a great football player, but
yes.
I would not be opposed to that. If he's the best guy for the job, let him cook, man. Let him cook.
The guy won the punt return job at Alabama. Why wouldn't he be in the running for a place that hasn't returned a kick in a long time? I think he's probably the number one candidate.
Let me go back. This was pretty early on. This was late January when a lot of these guys were available, when the newcomers met with the media for the first time. You got to see, you know, this guy is such a smart football player. You know, Caleb Downs, we're talking about Quinshon as well. But starting with Caleb, the safety, you could tell that he did a lot of research. Like he knew a lot of things about what was going on with this Ohio State defense before he made this choice.
That's definitely true. They played great defense last year. And just seeing how, watching the film and seeing how they progressed and seeing how their defense played last year definitely helped me make a more sound decision and having more facts about what I would be getting into.
I think Caleb Downs knows that he's so good and such a talent. You don't have to play these games like, oh, I'm going to go to a place that maybe doesn't have a lot of talent, so that way the cream will rise to the top sort of thing. No, he's too good of a player for that kind of thinking. He's going to a place like Ohio State where they have already been showing a ton of progress in getting back to being a silver bullet defense, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think that is the main reason. And he liked something specific, maybe the safety-driven defense, that Jim Knowles is coaching here.
Yeah, I mean, you can do so many things, and he just strikes me as a player that can play all three safety spots. He can come down low. He can go high. He can be in the deep half, deep third. He does it all. He comes up. He hits. He makes plays.
He tackles. Leading tackler.
Man, yeah. He makes plays on the ball. He's just a guy. When I see him, I see Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick Honey Badger. Peterson.
He's type around of the play.
Just balance and core strength and just ability to stay on your feet as a defensive back is a rare thing. But being able to do that, the only play I've really saw him get beat on, you know, and we got to talk about this, Tim, was that bomb that Quinn Ewers threw to Xavier Worthy. But he's talking about the fastest guy in NFL combine history. And he was right there with him, you know, step for step. So when you think about that.
You get beat sometimes.
You get beat by the fastest guy in NFL combine history.
Talk
sometimes.
To Lathan Ransom, right?
Yeah.
Georgia game.
But he was there on that play. And this guy is a leader. They talk about the type of guy he is around the locker room. People are feeding off of his professionalism already.
You know what was funny going back to Quinshon Judkins? Go to the other side of the ball again, and a guy that's going to be really, really exciting. And I'll give you guys some updates on this Twitter poll that we've been running for the most part of this day. And you can check that out at the Buckeye Show, because I ask about four Buckeye newcomers and which one you're most excited to see. And we'll update that here. But a lot of people might have thought and assumed that And it was fascinating that Quinshon Judkins picked Ohio State, because as a running back, you're thinking about sharing the football, right?
Yeah.
And we know that we've evolved a bit, and we've seen plenty two-headed monsters in backfields, you know, starting with Reggie White and Lendale White and then on and on, right? Look at some of those Arkansas backfields in the day where you had, you know, Peyton Hillis, and then you had Felix Jones, and who was the other one?
Darren McFadden.
Of course, McFadden and Felix Jones. Thank you. But when he was asked about, you know, maybe did you come here because you were going to be okay with less carries, he didn't so readily admit to that being the reason.
No, I think just the situation here, you know, just doing what I can to come and contribute to the team is all. Just do what I can to win the national championship, just playing my part.
He said kind of not really, and sorry for that. I didn't realize that audio sucked so bad. That audio did not sound at all
the way it sounded in the other room.
Yeah, they were in the indoor. Yeah. Something's going on with the microphone right there. But he basically said, no, like, that's not it. And when asked about, again, like, Travion Henderson, if you guys had talked about it, he's like, no, we hadn't really discussed. And this was back in late January. He's like, we hadn't really discussed sharing
carries. Hey, Travion, can I have some of your carries?
He's like, we're both pretty competitive right now. I think we're both thinking about running the ball as much as we can run the ball at this point. And if I get 15 in a game and he gets 12, you know, guess that's how it goes. I don't think they don't strike me as guys that are going to have a big problem with it if they're winning, and also if they're both getting opportunities to make plays out there.
Yeah, that's the thing with running backs, man. It's only one ball, and there's only one third down back. But the dynamic, you know, the thunder and lightning with these two, it can just be, you know, what we were kind of searching for with that three back running back room that we had last year. We get it with two guys. You know, Quinshon Judkins is a mix of Mayan and Chip Traynham, but he's faster and he might be more powerful and more durable. And he, you know, he led the SEC. So you get that same mix that you had last year with just two guys.
I'm going to throw two more names into that
mix. I
hope
it's the name I want to hear about.
Which Buckeye newcomer will be the most exciting to watch in 2024? That's coming up. DeVere is in. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
All the 10 TV people come over to our side of the building to take a deuce. That should tell you something about how we operate. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay. required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President, Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like a new electrified hybrid Toyota, with more hybrid EV choices than anybody else, including hybrid versions of the best-selling Camry, the best-selling RAV4, the all-new Grand Highlander, and the powerful new Tundra. Now through April 1st, get low-rate financing, special leases, or customer cash, depending on model. Plus, every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at Toyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, are you lazy?
Me too.
But even the laziest of us still need to leave the house.
So throw your pants on and follow all the tournament action with The Fan at ESPN Columbus.
He's not wearing any pants.
I'm not wearing any pants.
The Fan.
Hopefully, this is the last time you hear this ad. With Chime checking account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab an extra latte. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
College radio done by professionals. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, all you guys, happy Wednesday. Couple things with poll questions now. We did our own to talk about the most exciting Buckeye in 2024. Also, this one, this was the ER Auto Care fan poll. You can participate on X at 971TheFam. Pick one word to describe the men's basketball season. Disappointing, frustrating, promising, or entertaining? Those four right there. Mm-mm-mm. What are you picking? You're really in thought about this one.
Promising.
You're going with promising.
I'm going to go with promising.
I knew you're going to keep it positive.
I mean, yeah.
I do see that's the one that's winning. That's 39.6%.
That's good. It was something.
And then disappointing is 28.6 and frustrating is 28%. And I look, I understand all three of those. I really do. Depending on what my mood is,
or what
sway
point in the season you're thinking about.
Exactly. And if the question is describe Ohio State's season, then taking the whole picture into
all
account.
All
the above, honestly. Yeah, all four of them, but I'd probably say for the full scope, I might say frustrating, just because you know what you had.
Yeah.
You know that if you didn't have a disaster January, if you didn't have the Penn State game and the Indiana game, you're likely in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. And instead, you had to scratch and claw and do all these things at the end of the season. But again, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. And if Jake Diebler is the guy to bring Ohio State back to the promised land and start making NCAA tournaments every year, and it's just been so long that since we've had a run in the tourney.
Yep,
we need it, man.
We do.
I'm so thirsty for a run in the big dance.
And you got to wait a year.
It sucks not having this week to exhale because it's such a mad dash. Even the games that you're not in, right? Because when you're in the tournament, it makes the rest of the tournament so much more enjoyable. You and your boy would have enjoyed watching Jack Golke do that to Kentucky a lot more if you knew that Ohio State had already won its first round game or if they were getting ready to play and you were excited about it.
Yeah.
Come on, you know?
Yeah, we need it, man. Remember, I think last week we were just talking, just reminiscing about that 0-17, you know, just that 0-6, 0-17.
I was thinking about the... Was it the 11 team?
Y'all, I get Kraft confused. Sully. Yeah,
Kraft, was it? Sully, WB. It was the one that I'm thinking about the team, and I think it was 11 because you know Dave, I was thinking about this because Dave Dickerson. What do you think about that hire? By the way,
getting I thought that was good.
Thad Matta, associate head coach, who's here 7-8 years to come back. He's got 20 more years of college basketball experience than Jake Diebler, so that helps getting a veteran like that, right?
And to make him your assistant head coach, just so that you can kind of have that counsel on the sideline, counsel in the offseason, counsel post games. You know, as a coach, it's good to have a senior voice around. Thought it was a great move.
Yeah, I just look at that team, those teams when he was a part of it here that went 29-8, 34-3, 31-8, 29-8 from 2009-10 to 2012-13.
He knows how to win in Columbus.
God, man. That's over 120 some basketball games that they won in 4 years. That 2011 team, 34 wins, and they lost to Kentucky. Aaron Kraft cannot humanly play. No human could play better defense on Brandon Knight on that possession.
Yep.
Impossible. I mean, I've never seen a hand more in somebody's eyeballs without fouling. And he just hits the shot. What can you do?
Yeah.
John Diebler, fitting, right? Hits the three to tie that game. And then Brandon Knight right on one of the best defenders that college hoops has seen in two decades. And they take that Buckeye team out. They take him out. It's Kentucky, man. What are you going to do?
Oh, man. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was. But this poll, though, on the Buckeye show, at the Buckeye show on X, more excited to watch ball out this season for the Buckeyes. This is how you guys responded to this one. I was curious.
I know.
We had Caleb Downs, Quinshon Judkins, and we had to throw in Jeremiah Smith and Will Howard. You can't have this without the quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's likely going to win the job. I'll keep saying that and hope that Devin Brown pushes this guy and there's a nice battle. But 35.3% slight lead for Caleb Downs over who?
Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith.
Yep. If I'm ranking this, for me, it's...
Yeah, rank it 1 through 4 for me.
Jeremiah Smith, because I'm a wide receiver, and I want to see this freak of nature go out there and actually absolutely dominate. Caleb Downs, number 2. Will Howard, number 3. Quinshon Judkins, number 4. That's me.
Yep. I can't argue with the way that you rank that.
Yeah, I mean, Will Howard,
I could also understand Will Howard 1, Jeremiah 2, Caleb 3, Quinshon 4. And this is no offense to Quinshon Judkins. He might wind up doing more than Travion. We don't know that. He is a fantastic running back. Fantastic player. He was almost 1,600 yards as a freshman at Ole Miss.
You know, I think it's like 247 Sports.
You just don't know.
These preseason rankings. I was presently surprised when I saw Quinshon Judkins was in the top 5, and I think Travion was like 8 or 9. I was like, whoa.
There, you see? I mean, this is a big time player.
Yes.
This is a big deal that you have both of those guys. Can't lose sight of that. Can't let that ever go unnoticed, how big of a get that guy was and how good their running game has to be and how that offensive line has to be tip-top. Just has to be for the season coming up. So that, again, like I almost want to put Will Howard at number 1 because the spice that this season's going to have based on how good our quarterback is. All these other guys that we've been talking about, how amazing of a player Caleb Downs is. Jeremiah Smith, the spice that he brings. But if we don't have a quarterback to distribute the ball, if he isn't awesome, not really any of this can be awesome.
No, man. I'm excited to see these boys play on Fox for the spring ball game. Want to see a lot of these transfers. We probably won't get many reps, but we'll love to see these guys really just get active for two or three series on Fox television.
I got to say, Jared, this was a dynamite. Jared on Twitter, thank you guys for chiming in. He said, so Battle, we were talking about this. He said, so Battle would basically be Gus Fring if he owned a chicken joint. The guy talked about how polite he would be, how he'd walk around. He'd be such a guy that cares about his restaurant if he had a Raising Cane's. Yes, Gus Fring on the outside. Whoa, what a nice guy. What a nice guy. He wanted to make sure everybody was doing well in his Los Pollos Hermanos, the chicken man, the chicken brothers. All right, Devere, thanks so much.
No problem,
thanks so much. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up next. Starts with the Inside Edge. Have a good night on the Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and Tebow.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants...
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans. Like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/build. That's Chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/build. That's Chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.